choir for life. God has given me. I know who God takes. Where He takes a man, what He takes a head. I know who I am. I know who God. Where He takes a man, what He takes a head. Come on now. Everybody shout up. Oh, 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 oh. I know. Yes, I know. I know. I know. Yes, I know.
Hallelujah. Has anyone here been truly visited in this hour of visitation? From the first teaching to the fourth one, give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Every encounter with the world is a divine visitation ordained for our change of position. How many believe that their story has just changed again? Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. You know, you will hear the prophet say, and the word of the Lord came to me. Not that I heard. The word of the Lord came to me. Every encounter with the word is a divine visitation. It's God coming to you. And you, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. So every encounter with the word is a divine visitation, ordained for our supernatural change of position. I have no doubt that you are returning to Shiloh 2021 in your new grand status. Now, if you have truly been blessed by the word, 1, 2, 3, 4, this morning, and you pick something you're going to act upon and you are set to run with, give the Lord the biggest clap offering. And please, you may be seated. Amen. When we were growing up, a number of people were illiterate, and so every young person becomes a letter writer. And so the old people dictate to you. And they say, read to me. I say, no, that's not what I said. Now, that's how the Bible was written. God was dictating to the people. They read it to him 7 times before it was passed for delivery. The word went through fire 7 times. I had some people that you read to them, they say, read again. I want to be hearing. You now read it again. Say, read it again. Now, that's how the word came. It came by the dictations of the Father to those ordinary people. And he said to them, read to me. No, you didn't get it. Rewrite it. Right, okay, read again. Right, I say, okay. No. Comma, put comma in that place. Read again. Amen. And 7 times. It was tried in fire 7 times. 7 times. So behind every statement of scriptures is the voice of God. And that's what we call Rema, the voice. Standing behind the word. Standing behind the word. 1977, I read from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know my plans for me, for you, says the Lord. That's the very standard version. It's a plan of welfare, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He said, my son, your future is in my plan, not in your plan. My value for his plan came alive. I lost value for my own plan. My value for his plan came alive. And see what a discovery's plan has done for my little life today. It came behind his word. Behind Deuteronomy 8:18, my son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. That's not in that verse. That's the voice of the one who dictated it. But this is what I mean. Amen. That's what Rema is all about. This is what I mean. That my prosperity plan is not a promise, so don't pray yourself to death. It's a covenant. Until your part is played, I'm not committed. Rema. Rema is the voice of the author, standing behind his word. You won't miss that again. And like you are told, it takes a lot of discipline and focus. One of my most profitable stewards in my adventure ministry is one of our pastors today called Mike. One day I called him and he came to my office. I never knew he came. He stood before my desk. I never knew he came. After some 15 minutes, I said, but Mike, I called you. He said, I came. And I saw you were engrossed. You didn't know when I came. I stood there. You didn't see me. You didn't notice me. I went out. I said, did you open the door? He said, yes. And you closed the door? He said, yes. That's the kind of focus required. Not that you put three telephones in front of you and you are reading the Bible. You're like, hello, I'm coming. What are you doing? I said, I'm coming now. And then before you drop, another one is ringing. Hey, yo. You can't hear two things at the same time. You know how irresponsible a number of us have become now. We are not in security service, we are not anything. But you are praying, your phone is ringing about 5 times. In the course of 10 minutes prayer. Hello? I'm in prayer. That's your answer. We were leaving before telephone came, so what's the problem? We were alive here before telephone came. One time in our office in Lagos, we shut down for 1 month. Because when they brought the bill, I said, you have already phoned for the month ahead. So I disconnected the phone. And we didn't lose ministry. Nobody phoned in my office. It was landline. Nobody phoned in my office for 1 month. Amen? And the ministry wasn't lost. Your ministry is not in the phone you are making. No. You have a receptionist. What's your problem? You now put three phones, one here. And then everybody's thinking, say, which one is that? And then you put the two of them in your ear. Hello? I'm coming. I'm receiving a call from Australia. Hello? There's a call from Ghana waiting for me. That's not how to hear from God. They don't talk to me in my house on Saturday except I call you. Neither do you talk to me here except I call you. There is no method you can use under this world to call me, no matter who came, wherever I came from in this world. You know that there is no method you can use to come and talk to me here. Because I'm listening to the news from heaven for proper transmission back to you. Amen. My wife sits down here. She's never called my attention in my life. There's this me. It's me who can call her attention. Can you hear that testimony? Not her. We need the discipline to assess the voice of this great God and the voice of his spirit. Please recognize the Bible is a dictation of the Father. My mouth, it has spoken. And my spirit has helped them to gather it. My mouth spoke it, and they helped me to gather it. My mouth spoke it, and they helped me to gather it. Please, let's take responsibility. Every single encounter with the world, like we are told, opens a new chapter to God's people. You won't miss the next chapters of your life. You shall not miss the next chapters of your life. You shall not miss the next chapters of your life. Thou shalt not borrow came to me directly from God. Why? And he answered, why? And so it went away forever. It's your turn. It's your turn. No matter how much you have invested doing what is wrong, do what I say. It came from 2 Chronicles 25 verse 9. What about the 100 talents of silver we have paid? Is God no more than that? Stop that nonsense. No matter how far you have gone doing what is wrong, do what I say. Simple. So making a U-turn is natural for me. Very natural. Very natural for me. There is no stress. I heard from God. From now, you not only just be reading, you also be hearing. You will not only just be reading, but be hearing. You shall be hearing in clear terms God's direction for your life. I was reading Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, and the Lord said to me, there is a place for you on top if you are interested. I said, yes, Lord, I am interested. He said, then whatever I tell you to do, do it. 1984. It settled every issue of making progress. There's a place for you on top, but man, you go there step by step. But keep doing whatever I tell you to do. Keep doing it, keep doing it. And the way I live my life, I shared it immediately. And I know many will have been winking their nose. On top. Yes. Under the badger. On top. On top. These people can say anything. Which top? We were even living in the city and living in very well furnished apartment. We are not talking on top. Which top? I heard. Your mockery won't change it. I cannot but speak those things I've heard and seen. I heard it. I saw it. I knew I was going somewhere. I knew I was going somewhere. From now, you'll not just be reading the word, you'll be hearing the voice behind the statements of Scripture. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, interestingly, the same way you hear the voice of God behind this word, you hear the voice of the Lord behind anointed books. Because he spoke it to them. And they are quoting his word. You hear it. Amen. You know where I got my publishing mandate from? From a magazine. Titled New Wine Magazine. An article written by Bob Mumford. And as soon as I was done with that article that Saturday morning, February 14, 1983, the voice of the Lord came saying, my son David, the words I've put into your mouth, the same commit into writing. And I'll cause the same unction upon the spoken word to rest upon the written word, bringing about the same effect. Not edited, verbatim. The same which was told me February 14, 1983. You have heard it too many times in your life. You may be tired hearing it. I'm not tired saying it. It was from a magazine. That is, I wasn't reading casually. You don't send me to my study room anyhow. No. When I'm there, you know I'm there. Praise God. You know Matthew 33, I got it from reading the book The Man God Uses by also J. Smith. It just caught fire, that scripture just caught fire by the Holy Ghost. Irrecoverable fire. Brought me to a covenant with God to make him my reason for living, and I've not had the first regret for it. I caught the voice of the Spirit by reading T.L. Osborne's book, The Purpose of Pentecost. I saw the personality of the Holy Ghost for the first time in my life from John 16, 12 to 14. And he led me, like I told you humorously, to locating some friends of mine without any human contact in a town. Holy Ghost, if you are truly a person and you speak and guide, now lead me to where they are without having to ask anybody. No GPS. And I heard them for the first time in my life. Go forward. What? Clear terms. That encounter came from a book. Glory to God. I was in the book, The Purpose, Following God's Plan for Your Life, and it was Sunday. My son, why are you asking for another land when you have not used the one I gave you? I wasn't talking about that at that time. But I saw the way God was moving, and I wasn't thinking of it. It just came down through the book and designed the winner's complex in our old church. Direct design from the Father. From a book. And if you have been watching, you see pictures of Capernaum. If you have it, you can put it on the screen. It is still a center to tomorrow. Life oozing forth. God designed it from the pages of an anointed book. Therefore, spend time with the Word and spend time with anointed books. He will keep speaking to you from those sources. Something is breaking forth in your life. From reading the book, Seven Keys to Divine Healing of Kenneth Hagin, it took my infirmity, came alive. Woo! And I sustained my head supernaturally over the years. God is on the throne. Well, the good news this morning is that you know what to do now. Every teaching this morning just places tools in your hand to engage with, if you are interested. There's a place for you on top if you are interested. God does not force his blessings on people. If you are interested. God is too big to beg men. If you are interested. If you are. There is nothing I tell you to do to my benefit. That's what God is saying. It is all to your benefit if you are interested. If you are interested. If you are not, good luck. But if you are, welcome. I see an army of giants rising in their numbers from Shiloh 2020. We have seen grace in various dimensions before in our lives. Great grace will start attending to us now. Many of us may have seen some dimension of great grace. Greater grace will begin to manifest to us now. If you have your Bible, pick it up and then we're going to close. Or your tablet or capsule, whichever you have. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know the danger about these tablets? A number of young people are not hearing what you are saying. They are just watching various things in the course of the service. That led to the shutdown of an average of 1,000 churches annually in South Korea. They close service without people knowing. They tap you. Service close. Because something here. The dangers attached to this age are so numerous. They are so numerous. May none of our household members be caught in the web. I can't tell the state of whoever in that nation now. I can't tell. But it's not much. Caution. make sure all your children have copies of the Holy Bible, the original one, and they come with them to church. And check what they are carrying along. If you are not satisfied, you drop it at home. And show me your note when you come back. A child you don't train today will torment you tomorrow. None of your children will torment you. This book is God dictated and men documented. The voice of God is behind every statement of this book. And it's accessible by all who are interested. Lord, open my eyes to see what you are showing. Open my ears to hear your voice behind every statement of this book. Stand to your feet. Amen. Lift up your Bibles to heaven. I believe this is your world. As dictated by you and tried in fire 7 times until you were satisfied for it to be published. I therefore believe behind every statement of this book is your voice. Is your voice. Is your voice. By every letter of this book, it's your spirit. It's your spirit. Lord Jesus, help me to assess your joyful sound from the pages of this book from henceforth. Lord Jesus, open my ears today to hear continuously from you from the pages of this book. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to locate anointed books from where I can pick direction for my life as I hear directly from you. So help me, Jesus. Amen. Lift up your two hands right now and let's give God thanks for his wondrous works in our midst and for those amazing teachings we have received of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. In Jesus' precious name. Well, Shiloh is gradually coming to a close. But please listen. It's a mountain of turnaround encounters. So stay focused. Remain intense in your walk with God, not tensed up. Watch now for what he will say to you. He settled my question of marriage in a commercial vehicle. Gave me 7 keys. I was looking for people to scribble it down. He can meet you at any point. He delivered a Lagos mandate in a bathroom. He can meet you at any point. He delivered a mission to Africa on the road, coming from Zaria to Kaduna, he can speak to you at any moment. He neither sleeps nor slumbers, so you can meet you at any point. Watch out for the balance of your encounters at Shiloh 2020. No one will return from Shiloh without definite
documented encounters with God.
If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. Also be reminded that we have a number of books that you can access, both hard copies and online, and they will be a blessing to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lift up your two hands and give him thanks one more time as we close. Glory to God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow morning is always a very, very special service. It's our impartation service. And there will be definite transference of spirit that will enable each one to produce after his roots. Whatever grace I've ever touched will be freely released to everyone at Shiloh 2020 from across the nations of the earth. Whatever grace has made happen in my life will be replicated in your life. I'm going to watch to see giants rise to levels I never touched in my life. Many are on ground and across various wind centers this morning. Many are watching through various means available to them where they are across the nations of the world. But please note that God is going to be placing some definite honor on your life tomorrow morning. It will be clear as you depart that something has turned in your life. Don't forget the specialized session is 1 o'clock and then the youth forum is 3 o'clock and a great night tonight is 7 p.m. Again, you shall be visited. It shall be an encounter night indeed. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship? Surely. Be blessed. Congratulations.